KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
To see you once again just tears me all to pieces, and I'm sure surprised to see you face to face. Now here you stand with arms that say they want to hold. And that same old look of love all over your face. To think of how your lips would feel, I almost tremble. And your tender touch of love I can't erase. It's almost more than I can stand to just be near you. With that same old look of love all over your face. But wait, there's something I must tell you. Someone waits for me, she's all alone. I'm going home, and as sure as I go home, she'll meet me smiling. With that same old look of love all over her face, she'll have that same.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Alaska House of Representatives passed its version of the state operating budget Wednesday after weeks of turmoil over the spending plan. The budget that passed the chamber on a caucus line 21-19 vote would provide Alaskans with a roughly $1,400 permanent fund dividend. That's in addition to a one-time funding increase for schools, equivalent to a $1,000 boost per student to what's known as the base student allocation. The budget advanced by the House Wednesday contains a large deficit that majority members say should be filled from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. That's been a non-starter for leaders in the state Senate, who have said repeatedly that they would prefer to cut the budget or find new revenue rather than draw from savings. Senators will examine the budget in the coming weeks. The budget is traditionally one of the last items to pass before the end of the legislative session in mid-May. Arctic research has not been spared as President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk seek to slash what they see as unnecessary government spending. Margaret Williams is an Alaskan serving as a senior fellow teaching Arctic policy at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. She says understanding what's happening in the far north is important for people across the country and around the world.
The Arctic is changing so rapidly, and we humans need to understand what's happening, what's coming at us, and how we can plan our own lives to deal with the many impacts of a changing Arctic.
She says understanding the Arctic is important for everything from defense policy and shipping to the global food supply and weather forecasting. Already, cuts to the National Science Foundation have resulted in firings at the office that manages Arctic and Antarctic research. All but five staff at the nonpartisan Wilson Center have been placed on leave and are expected to be fired. More recently, major proposed cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported by NPR and several other news organizations could shutter additional research programs aimed at understanding the changing climate. Trump and Musk have said they see their mission as eliminating wasteful spending, but Williams says cutting scientific research on the polls is likely to hurt the nation's standing as a global leader.
To cut science, to cut the very important information that serves Americans does not make us great. It makes us weak. It makes us ill-prepared. It makes us insecure and vulnerable.
Asked about the cuts to various Arctic programs last month, Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski said she worries the cuts could have a lasting impact. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Get your weekly look at the trends, policies, and issues that impact your wallet in Alaska with the Alaska Economic Report. With me, Ava White, on your local public radio station each week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. All three members of Alaska's congressional delegation spent time addressing tariffs and federal layoffs during remarks at Kodiak's annual commercial fishing trade show, ComFish. The three-day event kicked off on Tuesday, but as KMXT's Brian Benmar reports, the group had no clear answers on the Trump administration shifting priorities.
It was standing room only during Senator Lisa Murkowski's address at ComFish on Tuesday. Murkowski broke some of the tension with a joke. Then she took a turn to talk about the elephant in the room since the Trump administration took over: tariffs.
I think the certainty that we know is that even without having the tariffs put in place, we're already seeing and feeling the impacts on Alaska's economy and really the economy as a whole.
Murkowski says she's aware that tariffs could increase the cost of consumer goods and how that can be exacerbated in rural places like Kodiak.
When we're talking about the issues that you are all engaged with when it comes to Alaska's seafood and your ability to access and to compete fairly on the global markets, the reality is that tariffs just make everyday life more expensive.
Murkowski says she's also concerned about the layoffs at NOAA, particularly as preparations are underway for the summer trawl survey for various species. Senator Dan Sullivan has faced criticism recently for not speaking with constituents amidst the federal changes. He called into ComFish via Zoom this year and focused on some of the Trump administration's policies he believes are helping Alaska.
What I keep doing is brandishing this executive order from the president on Alaska. This thing is all about unleashing Alaska's economy, resources, including fish and our fisheries.
He says he reminds other officials of that when working with Elon Musk's controversial Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. President Trump and DOGE have already slashed NOAA's staff. The administration is proposing massive cuts to the organization's budget by about $1.5 billion next year. Sullivan, however, didn't address the proposed cuts directly.
And I've been working with the DOGE guys, the leadership. And when they've made mistakes, particularly as it relates to anything in this executive order that'll hurt Alaska's economy, including our fisheries, I have very strongly advocated for, hey, guys, you got to reverse some of this stuff. Can't do stuff that hurts our economy.
He says he's also trying to work with the administration officials on how to provide some consistency for the seafood industry despite the president's on-again, off-again tariffs. Sullivan says he wants to get fisheries included on a relief program available to farmers negatively affected by trade wars, although any efforts to get seafood-related support into the Farm Bill have so far stalled in Congress. Alaska's newest member of the congressional delegation, Representative Nick Begich III, spent his time in person at ComFish. He told the crowd he's generally in favor of Trump's changes and that one of his top concerns for fisheries is to improve domestic markets.
When it comes to seafood exports, Alaska should have the advantage, not just a level playing field.
He says he wants to see better representation of Alaska seafood in programs like school lunches and distinguishing Alaska origin products in stores. Begich echoed some of the same rhetoric on tariffs as Senator Sullivan. He says it's unfair for Russia and China to undercut Alaska and sell in U.S. markets.
We're looking at ways to harmonize those international standards and ensure that there is full reciprocity when folks want to enter our markets. We should be able to enter their markets on the same terms. That is the backdrop for this tariff discussion.
Begich says he's concerned about the national debt and applauded Doge's efforts to curb excess spending. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.
This is Alaska Public Media.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it, think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, gainst their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shad do it? Way to bring me shad roe. In shallow shoals, English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
And good morning, everybody. Another glorious day in Southwest Alaska, i.e. paradise. Let's start out with the Chris Towerson with From the Bottle to the Bottom, and then Chris Stapleton's version of Tennessee Whiskey. I've yet to hear that one. And then the Dillards with Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms.
You ask me if I'm happy now. That's good as any joke I've heard. It seems since I seen you last, I done forgot the meaning of the word. If happiness is empty rooms and drinking in the afternoon, well, I suppose I'm happy as a clam. But if it's got a thing to do with smiling or forgetting you, well, I don't guess that I could say I am. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew.
learning hard to live with losing you. You wonder if I'm better off with freedom now to do the things I choose. Well, all my time's my own and I got nothing left but sleep and time to lose. There's no one here to carry on if I stay out the whole night long. Won't give a tinker's damn if I don't call. I'm living like I wanted to and doing things I want to do, and nothing means a thing to me at all. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom stool by stool. Learning hard to live with losing you.
Thank you. whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Banjo player of the year, Miss Allison Brown. The male vocalist of the year, Mr. Del McCurry. The dobro player of the year, Jerry Douglas. Play us a hot lick there. Oh, yeah. The female vocalist of the year, Allison Krauss. And the fiddle player of the year, Stuart Duncan. Here's the vocal band of the year, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And the coolest man up here, the guitar player of the year, Tony Rice. And the instrumental band of the year, the Tony Rice Unit. And the mandolin player of the year, Sam Bush. And the entertainers of the year, Allison Krauss and Union Station. And the CMA Instrumentalist of the Year and the American Music Shop Leader, Mark O'Connor. My name is John Hartford. I didn't wear a darn thing, but I'm going to have a ball tonight and I'm in fast company. Shack till the mail train's back and rolling the sweet papers on. Thank you.
in the old cotton mill, watching old money rolling. Sister can leave as it's been. Last got a job in the old cotton mills, is watching the money roll in.
Some Willie Nelson coming at us with Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. That's with his son Nelson. And then Always On My Mind. After that, Willie Nelson and Ray Charles with Seven Spanish Angels. Hey, you on this one, Chopper?
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind.
Said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, "Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man." And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well, well, well.
When the battle stopped and smoke cleared,
there was thunder.
Yeah, up next we have Broken Whiskey Glass, and then that's Jason and the Scorchers. After that, David Allen Coe with If That Ain't Country, then Hank Williams with Honky Tonkin'.
You crossed a valley that was steeped in blood. My virgin pain was simply not enough to satisfy the one thing in life that you still desire. A dress of lace and a pint of gin, a little heaven and a needle full of sin. Do the sights you remember scare you less than the sights you left unseen? But I can't go on living in your broken whiskey glass. Someday you'll find an epitaph that reads, "Here lies Jason, strangled by love who wouldn't breathe, strangled by love."
You went to church in your party dress, trying to live those blues that you read from a rock and roll magazine so neat and clean. I tried to fight the emptiness
your bedroom heroes fade away when the morning rain shines down. But I can't go on living in your broken whiskey glass. Someday you'll find an epitaph that reads, here lies Jason, strangled by love that wouldn't breathe, strangled by love that wouldn't breathe. You went to Memphis to find yourself, read every Elvis book on the shelf, even popped a pill or two to feel like a honky-tonk star. But the river didn't seem so wide, 'cause you were looking out, not inside. And white soul heroes can't escape legends trash and dreams. But I can't go on living in your broken whiskey glass. Someday you'll find an epitaph that
was covered with tattoos and scars. He got some in prison and others in bars. The rest he got working on old junk cars in the daytime. They look like tombstones in our yard, and I never seen him when he wasn't tired and mean. He sold used parts to make ends meet, covered with grease from his head to his feet, cussing the sweat and the Texas heat and mosquitoes. And the neighbors said we live like hicks, but they brung their cars for Paul to fix anyhow. He was veteran proud, tried and true. He'd fought till his heart was black and blue. Didn't know how he'd made it through the hard times. He'd bought our house on the GI Bill, but it wasn't worth all he had to kill to get it. He drank Pearl in a can and Jack Daniels Black, chewed tobacco from a mail pouch sack, had an old dog that was trained to attack sometimes. He'd get drunk and mean as a rattlesnake, and there wasn't too much that he would take from a stranger. There were 13 kids and a bunch of dogs, house full of chickens and a yard full of hogs. I spent the summertime cutting up logs for the winter, trying like the devil to find the Lord, working like a nigger for my room and board. Coal burning stove, no natural gas. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. That ain't country, it'll hair lift the Pope. If that ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've seen the Grand Ole Opry, and I met Johnny Cash. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. Mama sells eggs at a grocery store. My oldest sister is a first-rate whore.
Whoops, hit the wrong button again.
Round this town. baby. We'll go honky-tonking round this town.
Yeah, a little honky-tonkin' action there by Hank. Now we have Uncle Tupelo, Tupelo. Sorry. Looking for a way out. And George Strait with I Am Blue. And after that, we have some Flat and Scruggs, I think, with Farewell Blues.
Thank you. are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
I'll be home.